The Ukrainian military isn't releasing the number of soldiers they've lost in the fight with Russia. That's what they said when we asked. But a U.S. defense analyst estimates more than 1,500 were killed in just the first 5 days of this war. And across Ukraine, fallen soldiers are beginning to come home. Here in Lviv, at a Ukrainian Greek Catholic church, hundreds gather to receive the bodies of two men killed on the front lines in Russia's war on Ukraine. Outside the church, six soldiers lift one ornate wooden coffin onto their shoulders. They carry Viktor Dudar, a journalist turned soldier. He was 44. Another six men lift a second coffin, Ivan Kaverznev, a 24-year-old lieutenant. Inside, everyone kneels. Men in uniform lead the procession with two crosses, one for Viktor, the other for Ivan. Coffins are carried in behind them, and then the families follow. Holy God, Holy Mighty, a priest sings, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. The mourners look on, flowers in their hands. Four priests perform the funeral service, and then one begins to speak of the slain men. After 8 years of war, he says, they will join the army in heaven. Even there, those killed will continue to fight for their homeland. On each side of the coffins, the families of the men listen stoically, making the sign of the cross in unison with the hundreds who came to mourn with them. One of the priests swings the censer above the two coffins, praying for their salvation. The smoke billows, infusing the air with the sweet smell of frankincense. Everyone follows the pallbearers out into the street, where two vans are waiting to take the caskets to the cemetery. The procession continues at Lviv's historic cemetery, past the sculptures adorning the graves of Ukrainian cultural and political icons, down to a section where Ukrainian forces killed in conflict with Russia are buried. It continues to the two plots where the men will be laid to rest. Soldiers deliver a 21-gun salute as the bodies are lowered into the ground. Relatives wail. A woman cries out to God. Another sobs, my child. Haltingly, the mourners sing Ukraine's national anthem. It's the final goodbye. A journalist colleague of Viktor's pulls me aside to share a video. Viktor's last toast in their newsroom. He says, believe in yourself, be strong, and support the armed forces of Ukraine. Mykola Savelyev looks on in uniform. 8 days ago, he says, he was the editor of a newspaper called Town Hall.
I'm your colleague.
You're my colleague.
Viktor was his friend, a fellow journalist, and his comrade in arms.
They let me go to visit this funeral of my friend Viktor Dudar.
His friend was killed in the Mykolaiv region in the south of Ukraine. He says the Russians were laying in wait when Viktor's unit arrived.
Viktor's group пішла вперед, а зятя лишили ззаді.
Viktor's group went forward, but my son-in-law got behind.
Разом з Віктором загинуло, ну, але це поки що людям не треба казати, ще кілька десятків десантників наших.
Тобто ми не можемо це казати?
Ні, ну, я це можу сказати, але це не треба тут оприлюднювати на похоронах.
He's saying that along with the victor, thousands of soldiers died too.
І багато людей будуть поховані в Львівській області.
A lot of people are going to be buried in Lviv region.
Soldiers aren't the only ones being slain. Russian forces have killed hundreds of civilians. Mykola calls it a war crime.
Я особисто внутрішньо не готовий, щоб
вмирати. I want to add that I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to kill right now.
Is Victor the first run that you've lost in this war?
Тут.
He gestures to the graves behind him, fighters killed from 2014 on.
You can see all those crosses, those people died, and every fifth person I knew personally.
At Victor's graveside, his wife Oksana stands with their daughter. In Oksana's arms, she carries the folded flags that draped her husband's casket.
If you could just tell me about Victor.
I met Victor when we were students, and he was always kind.
They were always together. And there was only one day in their lives he didn't call, the first time he fought against the Russians 8 years ago.
And this time, did he volunteer to go back, and did you ask him not to?
Yes, he went as a volunteer, but I didn't say no to that because I knew that even if I would say that, you cannot really change his mind if he feels he would go.
Я колись, щоб його підбадьорити, сказала йому таку фразу, що краще бути вдовою героя,
ніж дружиною бойового хлопця. Than the wife of the person who is afraid.
Я дуже багато плакала, але сьогодні я стояла.
I was crying a lot before, but today I was standing and I was proud of this, and I know that he wanted that because he was saying so many times it's better to die in the fight.
Wooden crosses stand in the soil where Victor and Ivan are buried. Next to them, three open graves. Three more soldiers will be put to rest tonight.